Ready for this?
Get up!
This?
Get up!
And this?
Get out of here! Go!
Time for tonight's highlights. Here's Dominic Catronio.
Not a traditional highlight recap, given the Brewers lost this game 11-10 in 10 innings in what was one of the wackiest games of the year. Almost was the Brewers' largest comeback win of the year. They were down 5-0 until the kid Jackson Chourio got a third look at Zach Gallen.
Fly ball deep left field, going back is Smith at the track, looks up, it is gone! Jackson Chourio, a three-run shot, and the Brewers right back in this thing. It's 5-3 Diamondbacks. Number 21 on the season for Chourio.
Amazing season, continues to get better for Jackson. Lane Grindle on the call there. And you heard him say it as such. You felt like you were in the game all of a sudden. So Zach Gallen was done after five innings and just those three runs being to his ledger. In the sixth inning, the Brewers' rally started with a one-out walk to Joey Ortiz. But with two outs, Eric Haas was still at the plate with nothing to show for until this.
Ginkle. Kicks and the 1-1. Fly ball down the left field line. This is high. This is deep. It is gone. We are tied. Eric Haas, 3-for-3 today. A hero out of the 9 spot.
What a shot for Haas. His fifth home run of the season. Vibes were great for the backup catcher, continuing to shock the world. They weren't done in the inning, and they weren't done against Ginkle. The rally continued. Terang, he had a two-out single. Then an infield hit for Jackson Chourio. With two outs and two strikes, another backbreaker from who else but Willy Adames.
3-2 pitch. Fly ball down the left field line. Smith racing into the corner. It lands in fair territory and rolls up against the wall. Terang is home. Chourio jogging home himself. And the Brewers have a 7-5 lead on a two-run double by Adames.
Lane on the call again. It's been his show to this point in the program. So it's 7-5. They would add another on an RBI single from Sal Frelick, making it 8-5. But we've documented what went wrong with the bullpen today as Ashby gave up two runs. McGill gave up a run in the eighth inning as well. That tied the game, sent it to extras in the top of the 10th inning. They intentionally walk Bryce Terang to have runners on first and second with two outs for Adrian Martinez, a flamethrowing righty, to face Jackson Chourio. You can guess how that ended.
First and second, two out. First pitch, ground ball, right side, base hit. Inside the bag at first and into the right field corner. Scoring is Ortiz. Right behind him, scoring is Terang. Relay to third is not in time. Two-run triple. Jackson Chourio delivers.
What a call from Josh Maurer. However, we all know how the bottom of the 10th ended to that point, as it escalated very, very quickly with an RBI double from Del Castillo and then the game-winning hit by Eugenio Suarez. Tough one, but the Brewers still won the series. We'll give you what to watch for, what to look out for in this coming 7-game homestand as we wrap up the program after this on 620 WTMJ.